The search for the new head coach for the Los Angeles Rams is officially complete, and the head of that search, COO Kevin Demoff, is sitting here with me, knowing that this process is over. Sitting in that chair right now, how are you feeling?
Excited. When you see Coach McVay's energy, what he brings to this organization and what it can mean for our future, you'll sleep well tonight knowing that the search is over. I'll be bummed not to watch the content anymore. But I think when we started this process, and I said this at the top of the press conference, a skilled communicator, an innovative tactician, and an energetic presence, and Sean checked all those boxes. And for us, his ability to come in and reinvigorate our football team was paramount, and we're thrilled to have him.
What was this entire interview process like? I don't just mean with Coach McVay, throughout all of the candidates that you went through, and then at what point did you pinpoint McVay as someone you really wanted to take seriously?
Yeah, I think we talked about this, you know, unfortunately when you had to make a move with a couple weeks left, it gave you time to really sit down and talk to people. Mm-hmm. What do we want in a head coach? We had the chance to talk to players and football operations mm-hmm. and the trainers and the equipment staff. How do we get the right hire for the Rams? Not just the right coach, but someone who fits into our culture, you know, who can help change the parts that we want to change and exemplify what we think is best about our organization. Then you can go talk to people outside of your team mm-hmm. about how they view your organization, what your strengths and weaknesses are, and how you go find someone like that. And that really was the foundation for the search, how we came up with the candidate list. And then you go through 2 weeks of interviewing nonstop. We met with 8 great candidates mm-hmm. and really had a chance to learn a lot more about our organization, how they viewed it, how it's viewed around the league, pros and cons. We took those to heart. We were vulnerable and admitted where we thought we had some weaknesses, and people then told us some strengths that we maybe thought we didn't have. And I think from that, you got to, you know, a group that you really felt comfortable with. But as I said, when you started the interview with Sean, it turned from why should we hire a 30-year-old coach to why not pretty quickly. And he repeatedly kept making you think why not until the point you're like, we're done. This is the guy.
Obviously, the candidates' names get out there, but for the most part, this interview process is pretty private. So who is involved in this process from a Rams organization standpoint?
Yeah, so essentially, I would say it starts with Stan Kroenke and his vision for what he wanted and kind of his guidance. And then really, it was Les, myself, Tony Pastores, trying to figure out how we could get to the right candidates, doing the research, doing the homework, talking to players, talking to other coaches, talking to other executives. But we also involved the players. You know, certainly the Rams players, what they wanted, what they heard, what they envisioned the next head coach. We involved the staff. And then once you got to the candidates, Les, Tony, and I would go interview them. A lot of them came to Los Angeles. Some of the playoff teams that you have to go to their cities, mm-hmm. we went there. Really, the first round was the first week after the season. We met with all 8. And then we brought Sean back for a second interview with Mr. Kroenke, Marshall Faulk, and myself. And that was really where the process finished.
What in his interview made you click and say, you know what, this is our guy? When did it change?
I think it's the charisma and the energy, and you see that in the mm-hmm. press conference. He just has a way of communicating that grabs you. Marshall Faulk said at dinner, he makes you want to sit up in your chair a little bit straighter and listen a little bit more, which is impressive for any person, let alone someone of Sean's age. But there was just a familiarity, the way he talked about football, the way he talked about building an organization. I think for those of us who maybe aren't on the coaching side, but his experience with his grandfather running the 49ers as a GM, you know, allows him to connect with Les, allows him to talk about the organization. And when he quotes Bill Walsh and John Wooden and some of those people who run great organizations, you realize just his wisdom of not just about football, but in life. And, you know, by the end, you sit there and this guy gets it. And there was always this magic to him that made you want to be closer. And we kept testing it with more and more people. And every time, it kept coming back of, yes, he's special.
I mean, you hit on it saying, why not hire him even though he's 30? Obviously, his age is something that everybody's been talking about. But what is it? You mentioned it a little bit in your press conference. Youth versus maturity. What did you see in that differences with him?
You never felt immaturity. Obviously, being a first-time head coach, you have an experience as a head coach. Mm-hmm. Everybody walks into their first job inexperienced as a head coach, whether you're 60 or 30. Mm-hmm. But for us, the youth came across in a positive way, being able to communicate with players. And hearing DeSean Jackson rave about him, hearing what the Redskins players had to say, especially those on the defensive side mm-hmm. of the ball, they never said, oh, but you can't hire him because he's young.
Right.
They always said, you would be an idiot not to hire this guy. He's ready. And that was the homework we always heard. And people we'd ask them for pros and cons. The con was always the age. But then they'd say, he'll be ready in a year or two. I know that. He'll be a star. And we'll bet on that quality. And we'll help him get there. And that's where getting a key staff together really makes you excited, because you can help him get through that process. But the age was just a number on paper to us. When you met with him, he was as mature and experienced when you talked to him as many of the other candidates we spoke with.
When you speak about all these fantastic qualities about him and him as a person, him as a leader, when you look at him on the football field and the schemes and his philosophies, what made you think that he was a good fit for the direction you wanted this program to head?
I think for us it was, you know, we knew we had a pretty good defense. We have an excellent special teams. We needed to fix the offense. And that wasn't the goal. You know, and I laugh looking back at the last press conference saying, we don't have to hire a young offensive-minded head coach. Well, we did. But, honestly, he had the ability, when you looked at what he did in Washington, to take an offense that was 27th and improve it to the upper half of the league and really get Kirk Cousins to play at an elite level. His program starts with the quarterback, and he'll tell you that his offense goes through the quarterback. And when he and Jared had a chance to sit down and talk about philosophy, and Jared walked away saying, this is a really quarterback-friendly offense, we wanted to make sure that that was imperative for what we did, and certainly a tiebreaker in some of the other candidates that you looked at. But I think on the football field, he wants to attack, he wants to find vulnerabilities, and he wants to make sure our players, you know, practice. He says, perfect practice makes game day reality, is the saying we heard over and over again. I think for us, the focus on relentless improvement, you know, making sure you take the practice field to Sunday every week, was what sold us that his passion about football would carry out to the whole team.
When this process started, the future of Les Snead with this program was unclear. And at this point, how do you see McVay and Snead working together, and what does Les bring to the table?
I think they hit it off right away, and I think that's partially Sean's understanding of how front offices work, having grown up around it, having a great structure with Scott McLuhan and Bruce Allen, really in Washington, and they hit it off. And I think the one thing we talked about at the beginning of this process was, this is not just the coaching staff that need to be changed. We need to take a look at all of ourselves, and we're still in the middle of that process. This is not an end point to say, okay, we fixed everything, it's done. At this point now, we have to sit down with Les and really evaluate the front office. And, you know, I know he has a plan to make changes and go through that plan and see, you know, where it's at. But for us in this process, Les was invaluable in being able to, you know, to ask questions, to talk with coaches, prospective candidates, to call around the league, and, you know, really provided a lot of wisdom. Unfortunately, he's been through a few of these, you know, dating back to his time in Atlanta. And that experience served us very well for this process.
So what is the next step from here? What's next?
The next step is certainly going and filling out a coaching staff, making sure that we surround Coach McVay with the best talent that we can, that he can go out and get the people he feels are important. You know, we believe Wade Phillips will be here. He's agreed to terms. And, you know, barring any unforeseen breakdown, he'll be here as our defensive coordinator. Coach Fossil will remain as a special teams coordinator. And Sean's going to call the play. So I think that gives you the foundation. From there, you want to go build a staff, and you want a mix of veterans to help him and some youth to come up behind those veterans when they're ready to move on. And then from there, you get into the Senior Bowl, the combine, you know, free agency, and the entire offseason. But I think for us, it's going to be a lot of self-reflection, a lot of learning about our players and focusing on their strengths, not just what they can't do, but what they can do, how we can put them in a position, and then more, how do we supplement them with other players.
Kevin, congratulations on an outstanding search. I'm excited.
Thank you.
For more exclusive content, make sure you stay right here on therams.com.